This is 2016 with Richie Kingsmill
on Triple J.
Take me to the cliffs, there's boy hearts of sound and you're shaking. I walk close to the edge with this boy without a name. I'll try to save him. Take me to the cliffs, there's boy hearts of sound and you're shaking. I walk close to the edge with this boy without a name. I try to save him. I walk close to the edge with this boy without a name. I try to save him. I walk close to the edge with this boy without a name. I try to save him.
Takes me to the water. It's so clear now that he wants her. Shadows in my shoulder, he has nothing to say.
Richie Kingsmill with you on 2016. We've been playing this track a fair bit of late. It's called Cliff and it's by the English artist Lapsley. Her real name is Holly Fletcher. In fact, Lapsley is her real middle name. She followed the Scottish tradition to have her mum's maiden name as her middle name. She comes from Liverpool. When she was fresh out of school at the age of 17, she put out an independent EP called Monday, and soon after that, the XL record label, got in touch and signed her up. Later in 2014, she was playing her second ever gig at the Glastonbury Festival. So things have moved very fast for Lapsley. She's got her first shows here in Australia at the end of July. She's just finished a North American run of dates, which are pretty much all sold out. And then before she gets here, she's going to do a run of festivals throughout Europe. You're going to hear another track from her album, her debut album, Long Way Home, in just a moment. But when you listen to the album, you really hear both a traditional but also an experimental feel, which comes through a lot of her music. And when I spoke to her this week, I wanted to find out where she thought she was heading with her music.
I mean, there's definitely, my past is a lot more experimental and a lot more electronic. But I've definitely ventured with this album into, you know, there's pop zones, there's more R&B, there's disco, just lots of music that I enjoy to listen to in my spare time. So I think the next record is going to be focused on, you know, strong writing, but I think I'm still going to be quite experimental with the production. I don't think I can say now.
What about your upbringing? Let's talk a bit about that, because it's kind of interesting. You grew up in Liverpool. It seems like you had quite a strong classical music training. So from what age did you start getting into music and learning?
I think I was like 5 or 6 when I started piano lessons. And then a few years after that, when I was about 8, I started classical guitar. And then in high school, I learned the oboe and the drums. So, yeah, it's funny because it was never like to an incredibly high standard. I got bored of one instrument and just changed to the next one. So I was constantly interested, but I like seek stimulation from different instruments. By the time I got to high school, I just wanted to mess around on all the instruments that I'd learned and start writing my own.
Yeah, that's interesting. So if you were learning music at the age of about 4 or 5, obviously your parents were kind of very kind of eager and keen and enthusiastic about your learning.
I think it was all of us got put into piano lessons from an early age just because it was more of a discipline, just to be able to go to lessons and practice. And to be honest, I think I was one of the worst students. I was very, let's just say, I was quite cheeky as a child, and I definitely didn't do enough practice. But I think I was more creative than anything.
Even though you were cheeky and you weren't doing the practice, were you enjoying it, though?
I enjoyed being able to mess around in my spare time, so getting to the level where I could start experimenting with chords on my own or, learn covers when I was a lot younger and stuff like that.
Mm. Because the reason why I asked you about whether your parents were encouraging at that age was because I hear that as high school went on and you started creating music, they were a bit worried about your studies going downhill and you doing too much with music, and you actually had to create in silence. Well, not in silence, but Basically in secret at home. How do they feel now about your musical career?
I think they're just like, trust you, Holly, to do something like this. So I think my happiness is their priority now, and they can see how much work ethic I have for the music now.
And obviously the success you've had touring around the world, selling records. I mean, it's been good times the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great fun. It's amazing, something that you did in your spare time, you can do full time. I know there's so many musicians out there, and I'm very lucky to be able to do that.
When you create a piece of music, do you hear it in your head first, or are you just experimenting with sounds and then all of a sudden come across something you like and kind of work with it?
It's definitely quite experimental. The writing is definitely the shortest part of the process. It's the production that I find very interesting, like experimenting with different things and different ways to do it.
Do you listen a lot to, I mean, there's been some amazing records dropping, you know, this year so far. I mean, just recently, you know, James Blake putting out his record. Do you listen to a lot of work that other people are doing and sort of pick up cues from them?
I listen to quite a lot of old music, I'd say. I've listened to, like, Kate Renata's album, James Blake album recently, and I think within the electronic genre, lots of people do very similar things, you know, like sidechaining or like dropping the vocals or whatever. But I think it's the way that you use it is what makes it distinctive.
Listen, terrific to talk to you, Lapsley. We look forward to seeing you in Australia in a couple of months. You've got a couple of shows, one of which is already sold out, and also you're playing Splendor in the Grass. So it'll be exciting to see you out here for the first time. I want to go with Tell Me the Truth, one of the songs that I like a lot off the Long Way Home album. The just give us an insight into the writing of this track, and also that is your vocal all the way through the song, isn't it?
Yeah, so this song was written all in, most of it was done in one take. I worked with Paul O'Duffy, who laid down the chords, and then it was literally like freestyle over the top. And then the production was really excited. I was listening to a lot of Jay Dilla at the time, so I tried to have a bit more of a hip-hop feel.
But I've been taking things that I don't want to take, slamming other doors and feelings breaking me down. The feeling never lasts, I need to satiate the feeling that I had before you took me right down. I bring you when it starts to get a small high, short amount of time before the birds fly by. The lighting in your room was always too low, we said our goodbyes before we said hello. Small space, you chase me in a crowded place. You isolated me.
Just tell me the truth, it'll hurt less, I guess. Just tell me the truth, it'll hurt less, I guess.